Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Whether God raises us up in His mercy or casts us forever from His presence to our own destruction is surely His prerogative and in keeping with His own holy and righteous character. He may not always do exactly what we would desire for Him to do. He may confound our every desire. He may leave us destitute and hopeless, but He will always be God and worthy of our praise. He owes no man anything. If He had created the world and all of its inhabitants for the express purpose of destroying it in the pit of hell, which one of His creatures could accuse Him of wrongdoing? He will do right. He may show mercy. It is only when a man has come to a place of understanding that fact that he can appreciate the grace and mercy of God which has been revealed in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet there are many who will grow angry at the mention of such truth, and by doing so they will show their disdain for the true God, preferring the honor and benefit of men over the glory of Him who rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Salvation is not by chance, nor is it awarded on the basis of anything which the creature can accomplish. If any man is saved, it will be according to the sovereign mercy of God, who has appointed such a man to receive His blessing. If any man has heard the call of the gospel, it will be because He has given him ears to hear and eyes to see. If any man believes the gospel, it will be because He has in sovereign mercy bestowed the gift of faith to that man. If any man perseveres to the end, it will be because He has kept him from falling. Grace is not fair, nor is mercy. Those who receive what is fair shall be destroyed forever in hell, and not one can bring a railing accusation against him who shall justly punish sin. But oh, those who have been made the recipients of His mercy must forever praise Him, who alone has made them to differ from another and has granted to them something they did not deserve. Grace all the work shall crown through everlasting days. It lays in heaven the topmost stone and well deserves the praise. My soul.